this is going to work. 9:50. Lyric FM, Irish Radio. I have actually been working already, but I'm now hell-bent on getting into business. Is this Gaelic music? Culgan would know, recognize it. Maybe it's a little Scottish twist, or like Prince Edward Island, maybe. I guess you're wondering, that's not the Western Isles. I don't think McCulgan's gonna go living on Prince Edward Island. I don't know where he's gonna go living. Need 3G. He'll be too connected to go to a remote island. Unless he's gonna live a hermit's life. Maybe McCulgan would like the next phase of his life to be hermetic.
Horse lips, Sonny.
Horse lips.
Wonderful. And thanks to Jim Lockhart for joining us this morning. We're going to play some of that instrumental horse lips. I'll put the whole set together tomorrow. Sounds gorgeous. And just a reminder, it's this Friday and Saturday at
this is Marty. Marty Whelan.
It'll be great fun.
RTE Lyric FM, proud winner as New York Festival's International Broadcaster of the Year.
Handel's Messiah is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Good old Handel's Messiah.
For two performances only, joining the Irish Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir under the baton of David Brophy, our world-class soloists John Molloy, Sharon Carthy, and Dean Power, with Ireland's top soprano Celine Byrne.
Yeah, I heard some. Everybody claims to be Ireland's top soprano, don't they? Everybody claims to be the top soprano. I guess the advertising people tell you to say you're the top. I suppose, you know, if you don't think about it, you might absorb the message that so-and-so is the top soprano. Well, we all know there's no such thing as the top soprano unless it's the soprano who can hit the highest note. Yeah, well, that would make you the top soprano, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be the claim to fame. Maybe you should have a little competition, you know, a singing competition. The only thing being judged is how high you can, the note you can hit. It's a bit like being a long drive competition in golf. Who can hit the ball furthest? Some people can go over 400 yards, a lot further than Tiger Woods. But what's the point unless you can putt? So what's the point of a soprano who can sing really, really high, or a countertenor? I do love the countertenor voice, by the way. Let's see what else we get on the way of music.
Then we should return. The work for Carol. Dr. Jenkins, talk to you then. Bye.
Oh, that's Marty saying goodbye, I think. Like, isn't it? I hear a lark ascending.
Good people, all this precious time, consider well.
Well, I must say, it's helped the journey pass by. And it's seasonal. And the music's reminded me of McColgan. So, it's been evocative. And Vaughan Williams, and well, I suppose even James Galway, if you think of the flute. So here we are, just arriving at work now. Phase two or phase three of the day over? Anyway, we'll call this phase four, starting now. Thanks for listening.